Hey guys, thank you for listening to the Zach Scriven Podcast. The Zach Scriven Podcast is sponsored by Anchor. Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. It gives you everything you need right in one place for free to publish your podcast across Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, all the podcasting place. You can record, edit, and even add sponsorships and earn money from your podcast. Really easy to get started. Go to anchor.fm or download the Anchor app to get started. And thank you, Anchor, for sponsoring the Zach Scriven Podcast. Thanks for listening.
You know, this, if you can reason, if you can think things out clearly in your head and map it out, you can put it in a program. It's not that difficult. It just looks difficult. William Worster. I'm an automation specialist with Colwyn Consulting Services. Got 20 years experience working with PLCs such as SCADAPACS, IDEX, COYOs, some Allen Bradley, Fisher Rock. The most amazing part of what I do is I can remotely see things that I have set up and operated in Wyoming from any internet connection.
Tell us a story about a hard problem that you, you know, had and how you just had to solve it. If anything that kind of comes to mind. And just speak in generalities, like for a company we were working on, maybe your first project or...
Now, I was told when I first got in this business that I would never be left hanging. I would always have a lifeline, you know, that somebody would walk me through. The first job I went to was in an area that had no cell phone service. And I had no knowledge. A 15-minute job took about 3.5 hours, but I got it done.
So you just had to figure it out?
Just had to figure it out.
Yeah, I think that's the the thesis of this field.
Well, they give courses at colleges. Most of them, they use Allen Bradley as the PLC to teach. Some are now starting to use IDEC. And they'll tell you at the very first of it, we're gonna give you the basics. When you get out in the field, they'll teach you the specifics.
Okay, that practical experience.
Yeah, you've got people in this business that have degrees. They've got degrees in law enforcement, chemical engineering, but there's very few of them that actually have a degree in this field. I have a high school diploma.
Would you tell us a little bit about the oil industry and maybe someone looking to get it into this business?
Someone to get into this business, I give the speech to my kids that they can all write programs, they can all do HMIs, they're very tech savvy.
Yeah.
But you don't have to be. You know, this, if you can reason, if you can think things out clearly in your head and map it out, you can put it in a program. It's not that difficult. It just looks difficult. As far as the oil business goes, the only thing you really need to know is they want everything yesterday. And it's going to change before you get finished. So you've got to be very adaptable or you're not going to make it in this business.
Thanks, William. Mm-hmm. Do you have anything else to add?
No, I think that's it.
Let's get a selfie.
Cool.